WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super crucial. Building resilience. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a project going sideways, a relationship hitting a snag, or even just a bad day that seems to snowball into everything going wrong. Ever feel like you're one step away from crumbling under the pressure? We've all been there, trust me. But here is the kicker. Resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about bouncing back stronger after those inevitable stumbles. It's about learning to navigate the storms and come out the other side with a newfound sense of strength and perspective. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Dylan. But stick with me because we're going to break down some power moves that can seriously level up your resilience game. First things first, acceptance is key. It's about acknowledging that life isn't always a sunshine and rainbows parade. There are going to be bumps in the road, and that's perfectly okay. Denying those tough realities only makes them harder to deal with. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to outrun a rainstorm, right? You'd find shelter, adjust your plans, maybe even put on some rain boots and embrace the wetness. Next up, we need to talk about reframing your perspective. When things go south, our brains tend to spiral into negativity. We dwell on what went wrong, amplify the negative emotions, and basically paint a pretty bleak picture. But here's where the magic happens. Consciously choose to shift your focus. Instead of "I can't believe this is happening, try okay," this is a challenge. What can I learn from it? This tiny shift in wording can make a world of difference in how you approach the situation. Thirdly, build a rock-solid support system. Remember those friends who always have your back? The family members who offer a listening ear and a warm hug when you need it most? Those people are gold. They're your anchors in stormy seas, reminding you that you're not alone in this journey. Now, let's get practical. Practice self-care like it's your superpower. Think exercise, healthy eating, getting enough sleep, all those things that recharge your batteries and keep you feeling physically and mentally strong. Remember, a well-rested and fueled body is better equipped to handle stress and bounce back from setbacks. Finally, never underestimate the power of gratitude. Even on the toughest days, there are always things to be thankful for. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or simply the fact that you woke up and got another chance to make today awesome. Cultivating a grateful mindset can shift your entire perspective and empower you to find the good even in challenging times. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in hours of preparation, but suddenly, your laptop crashes just minutes before you're due to go on stage. Panic sets in, your heart starts racing, and you feel like everything is spiraling out of control. But wait, remember what we talked about. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary setback. You reframe as an opportunity to think creatively and adapt on the fly. You reach out to a colleague for help, knowing you're not alone in this. You even use the brief delay to gather your thoughts and deliver an even more impactful presentation. See? By applying these resilience-building techniques, you turn a potential disaster into a learning experience and even manage to shine. So, here's the takeaway. Life is going to throw curveballs. It's inevitable. But it doesn't have to define us. We can choose to build our inner strength, cultivate a resilient mindset, and emerge from those challenges stronger than ever before. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make today awesome. And don't forget to share your own resilience stories with me on social media. Let's inspire each other. I'll catch you in the next episode of Stoic Mindset Reset. Until then, keep it real. Keep it strong and keep rocking that resilient spirit.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.